the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the entire program today as we have another great song for you, and we are continuing with our series of messages on Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today, Dr. Green continues discussing the doctrine of grace. And we'll get to that in just a moment, but I want to remind you, if you would like to see all the books and CDs and all of that that we have, visit our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Well, right now, let's hear Honey in the Rock and then the message.
Oh, my brother, do you know the Savior who is wondrous, kind, and true? He's the rock of your salvation. There's honey in the rock for you. Oh, there's honey in the rock, my brother. There's honey in the rock for you. Leave your sins for the blood to cover. There's honey in the rock for you.
Pray unto God the Father, what wilt thou have me to do? Never fear, he will surely answer, there's honey in the rock for you.
Oh, there's honey in the rock, my brother, there's honey in the rock for you. Leave your sins for the blood to cover. That the Lord is gracious. Do you walk in the way that's new? Have you drunk from the living fountain? There's honey in the rock for you. Then go out through the streets and byways, preach the word to the many or few. Say to every fallen brother, there's honey in the rock for you. Oh, there's honey in the rock, my brother. There's honey in the rock for you. Leave your sins for the blood to cover. There's honey in the rock for you. Leave your sins for the blood to cover.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, as we open thy word to study today. Thy word is forever settled in heaven. Thy word will not return unto thee void. Honor the word, O God, with many souls today as it goes forth. Speak to hearts, save the lost, reclaim the backslidden, revive the indifferent, and feed believers. For Jesus' sake, honor, and glory, amen. On the last broadcast in this series, I read Acts 15:11, but we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Now, the next time we find, and by the way, we are studying for the benefit of some who may not hear the broadcast each day. We are studying the grace of God and the Bible doctrine concerning grace and salvation. We have studied several doctrines, cardinal truths of Christianity, and we'll continue studying doctrine as the Holy Spirit leads us. Now, the verses that we're using at the present are found in Acts, and today we'll finish Acts, that is, the verses in used in Acts concerning grace. In the 15th chapter, verse 40, "And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren under the grace of God. And he went through Syria, Sicily, confirming the churches." Now, Paul and Silas were recommended as ministers of the grace of God. Beloved, I'm not saying this. God forbid that I ever become a critic. God forbid that I ever become a calamity howler or a pessimist. I'm an optimist, but my optimism, my hope, and the brightness of the future is in the Lord Jesus Christ, certainly not in man or what man is capable of doing. But there was a time in the first days of Christianity when God called and sent ministers to various churches, and thank God today, in many cases, he still does. But now, I must say this. Today, ministers, I don't want to hurt anybody. Really and truly, I don't. I don't want to compromise, and I'm not going to. If I know my heart, I'm not going to compromise, but I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to deliberately hurt anyone. But you know it, and I know it, and if you'll tell the truth, it may have happened in your church at one time or another, and there are churches where it has not happened. But many times, a minister is chosen not as the Holy Spirit directs, but he is chosen as to his qualifications from the standpoint of which university or seminary he attended, how many degrees he has, and whether or not he has ever pastored a big church or an outstanding church before he comes to you. And many times, of course, his personality, his clothes, his looks, and so forth play a great part in choosing a minister. Now, I'm not critical, God forbid. I'm not going to judge. The Bible commands me, judge nothing before the time. And God will judge in righteousness, and he'll judge right. But you know as well as I do that in some circles, if you do not attend the right schools, and if you do not have certain degrees, you cannot preach in certain denominations. Now, you know that as well as I know it. I believe in education. I've said this, I guess, 100 times in the past more than 36 years I've been preaching the gospel, not on the radio, but in meetings. And, of course, I'm not in meetings now. Haven't been for almost 2 years now. But I'm saying this. I believe that a call to the ministry is a call to study and prepare. And I believe if it's possible, and a man can possibly do so, I believe he should go to a good school. Now, you can study without going to school, but I believe you ought to go to school if you can. There are cases, I believe there are remote cases, where a man saved late in life with a big family, and he just can't. It's impossible to go to school. But there are good books, good commentaries, and there are Bible classes in most towns. And if you want to learn, you can study. Now, studying is hard work. It is. Heaven knows it's hard work. If you really study. But I believe a call to preach is a call to prepare. And if you're too lazy to prepare, I don't believe you're fit to preach. Now, I mean that sincerely. But I don't believe that we should major on the minor. And when I say that, I don't believe that a school and a degree, a diploma, should determine whether or not you call a man to be your pastor. Now, God sent these men. Paul chose Silas and departed, and he was recommended by the brethren under the grace of God. And we read in several places in the book of Acts that the Holy Spirit chose this man and that man, sent this man and that man, and they were recommended to the grace of God. And they went through Syria, Sicily, confirming the churches. Now then, the next one is in chapter 18. This is Acts chapter 18 and verse 27. "And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote," now the brethren back where he had been wrote, "exhorting the disciples to receive him, that is Paul. You know, he had been a persecutor of the church, and Stephen was stoned, and he consented to his death, and he was on the road to Damascus when God saved him. But the brethren recommended him and exhorted the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, Paul, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace, which had believed through grace. Here is what I am attempting to do day by day and broadcast by broadcast as we study Bible doctrine. I'm trying to get it across to you and get it across to my own heart that God Almighty, in His love and grace and love, provides grace, God's love. By the grace of God, we know in Hebrews 2:9, by the grace of God, Jesus tasted death for every man. I want to say so much. I try to say it too fast, and I can't say everything I want to say. Time slips. I have a stopwatch before me, and it's running, and I don't know where time goes, but it goes. But here's what I want you to hear. God Almighty is the author. God Almighty is the finisher of saving faith. And saving faith brings saving grace. And saving grace is the gift of a saving God. And a saving God provided His only Son, the Savior. You can't separate God, grace, faith, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Bible. You can't separate these eternal truths. There are many today who are preaching grace, but they are adding what their denomination feels should be added. By grace through faith plus. By grace through faith minus. But there is no plus or minus. It is by grace through faith period. And it is by grace plus nothing. Now, so he strengthened the believers. For he, now I'm reading verse 28, Acts 18:28, for he, Paul, mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly. He didn't hide to do it, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. And you know, that message didn't go over so well in Paul's day. Now, you won't be persecuted very much today if you go in the pulpit and say that Jesus is the Christ. Some places they'll ask you not to come back, and you'll never get to preach again, because there are some places that do not believe in the virgin birth, and they do not believe that Jesus was very God in flesh. But in the days of Paul and the days of the Acts, there was much persecution. And so he preached that Jesus was Christ, and he publicly convinced many of the Jews that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, God's Son, the Savior of sinners. This man, to whom God revealed the mystery of the church hidden from eternity, the minister to the Gentiles, so he declares in Romans. He said, I magnify my office. This man who said, I am the least of all disciples, but it pleased God to reveal unto me this great mystery. And he said, I'm telling you this so you'll know how I have the wisdom and the understanding that I have. Paul, preaching, or rather writing to the and preaching to the Galatians, he said, if I should come to you preaching anything except that which I have preached, and he preached grace everywhere he went, grace, grace, grace. He said, if I or an angel or anyone comes to Galatia preaching any other gospel, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. And then later in that same epistle, he said, I wish they were cut off that trouble you. Now, Jesus did not destroy the law. God has not done away with the law. Matthew 5:17, Jesus fulfilled the law. Every jot, every tittle, every iota. He fulfilled every demand, every command, every sacrifice, every offering. Jesus paid it all. He is our sufficiency. We are complete in Him. And Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. But you can't get people to believe that. They say, I believe that we're saved by grace, but we must live it. We must live it. Live what? Live what? Christ liveth in me, Paul said. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Christ liveth in me. That's Galatians 2:20. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. In Christ. That's Romans 8:1. Listen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Listen to this. Colossians 3:3. You are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. If we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Now that's Christianity. Christ in you, in the person of the Holy Spirit, therefore you are a possessor of divine nature. Now let me give you the last verse in Acts pertaining to the grace of God. This man that I've been talking about, Paul, whom God called and anointed and sent to the Gentiles, and through him made known the mystery that by the grace of God, through the grace of God, Jew, Gentile, rich, poor, bond or free, slave or slave master, all can be united in one body through the grace of God, the miracle of God's grace. This man, to whom God revealed the message of grace, and he preached it fervently, and he defended it. He said, if any, even an angel, if I come or anyone else come preaching any other gospel, any other message, any other doctrine, let him be accursed. Listen to the words of this dear man the last time he mentions grace in the book of Acts. Of course, Luke penned down these words, but it concerns the apostle Paul. Listen what he said. Chapter 20, verse 24, but none of these things move me. That is, the persecution, the threats, the dangers, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus. Now there's the secret. The ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Now, this man, realizing that he was coming to a time in his life, in his ministry, when he would be arrested, and of course he was whipped, he was dragged outside the city for dead, he was stoned, and he knew in his heart that no doubt he would seal his testimony with his life's blood. He said, I'm not worried about any of these things. These things do not move me. They do not trouble me. I do not count my life dear unto myself so that I might finish my course with joy. I want to finish my course. I want to run the race and finish the course with joy. Therefore, I'm not troubled about things. I'm not worried about persecutions. I'm not worried about dying. My concern is to finish my course with joy and the ministry which I received of God to testify the gospel of the grace of God. We hear many times from politicians, statesmen, educators, scientists, and others, we hear statements like this: what the world needs is, and then they make a statement. There is only one answer to the question, what does the world need? There's only one answer. The world needs to hear the message of the gospel of the grace of God. That's the only thing that will solve the ills and the sickness of this world in which we live. It doesn't make any difference how nice a home you may live in, how nice clothes you wear. You may have a fine, brand new automobile, and you may have money in the bank, but If you're not saved by the grace of God, you're not happy. You have no peace. You have no hope for the future. The grace of God brings salvation, brings peace, brings joy, and gives hope. And hope gives men something to live for. If we live just for today, then we don't have much to live for. But praise God, we have hope. And our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ and His finished work on Calvary that provided grace that brings salvation to the individual heart, anyone, all who will put their trust in the shed blood and the finished work of the Lamb of God. Now listen, I'm talking today to people who are good, fervent church members and religionists. But I want to ask you something. Can you remember a time? I don't mean on the clock or on the calendar. I'm not talking about a day or a date. Now, I remember the day and I remember the date. I remember it was a Sunday. I remember it was September the 1st. I remember the year. But I'm not demanding that you remember the date. But do you remember an experience? And I'm not talking about sometime when you saw a light or heard a voice or had a chill or a thrill. I'm asking you, do you remember an experience at church, at home, maybe in your automobile, maybe at a prayer meeting, maybe in a tent meeting, maybe in an auditorium or a warehouse or somewhere, sometime, somewhere, you saw your lost condition. And then you ask God to save you. And you ask Him to forgive your sins in Jesus' name. And in your heart, you received Jesus. Can you remember such an experience? If you can't, you're lost. Now you say, preacher, you're judging me. No, no. If we are saved by God's grace brings peace and assurance. There is no such thing as being born of God's Spirit and saved by God's grace and not knowing it. You'll have peace in your heart and you'll have assurance in your heart if you have received the grace of God by faith. Now, if you do not have that assurance and if you do not have that peace, receive Jesus now by faith, and God will save you by His grace for Christ's sake. Father, thank you for the grace of God. Thank you, Father, that Jesus brought grace down to man. Save every soul that's under conviction, especially that poor soul that's nearest hell. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close today, I want to remind you that we are now in the second week of our Gift Offer V. Gift Offer V contains a CD collection of messages by Dr. Green and two different books, and it's all available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $30 or more. Now, I ask you to pray about it and send some extra if you can. If you can send $40, $50, or even more, I know the Lord will bless you for your giving, and you will be a part of helping us reach more and more lost souls throughout the day, every single day of the week. But if you can send a donation of at least $30 and ask for Gift Offer V, first, I'm going to send you a book that was put together by my mother many years ago. People always wrote in with questions to my dad and mom at the Gospel Hour, and she realized that many of the questions were asked over and over, so she put this book together, Bible Questions Asked Most. Now, this is volume one. There is another volume, and we will tell you how you can get that in your order. Now, there are 226 questions answered, 206 pages long. This is a softback book. It has a subject index as well as a scripture index. Some of the questions are, I have had some unusual dreams. Do you think God reveals things to us in such a manner? Another question, can faith remove literal mountains as taught in Matthew 17, verse 20? And what did Jesus mean when he said, many are called, but few are chosen? Just some of the questions in this book. I know you will enjoy looking through it and reading the questions and answers. Then we have a collection of messages by my father, Dr. Green, the verse-by-verse study of the book of James. Now, there are 26 messages in this series that he originally preached on the radio, and they are on 9 CDs, housed in a very nice binder for you. Finally, a book originally written by my dad many, many years ago, and then added to by my mother from his readings. It's named James, Servant of God, 171 pages long, and it's a very nice companion to the audio messages. So to get the audio messages plus both books, just ask for Offer V and send your gift of at least $30. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.